Axe. When the axe hangs from the hand, the axe takes heart, or rather, takes up residence behind the heart, folded in the possibility of disuse. At rest, left to bite continually into the dead marrow of a truncated tree, it anticipates the moment someone will force open a mouth of air, make the axe resume a kind of assisted chewing. You should know that the axe has eyes, like the eyes of prey, one on either side of its head. It is always looking out. When the blunt end sculpts a union between two rigid objects, the blade rides back into the pleasure of it, the gaveling away of the necessity of splitting new categories out of settled types. Hanging, there's the chance that someone will lay it down, flat on the grass, where it will be framed for once, without a chalk line hemming it in on a pegboard. The axe at rest, almost a stalk in the new grass, its weight gone, held by the ground. When this happens, some of the dead quicken to perform a gesture of recognition.